A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Daf Tes, Psachim 9a, pagination page 17, on the top line, a new Mishnah. Ein choshishin, we're not worried, shema girura chulda mibayis lebayis, lest a weasel grabbed chametz from one house to the other, umimakom lemakom, and from one place to another place. De'im kein, because if we were worried about such things, mechatzer lechatzer umeir le'ir ein ladavar sof. You would have to worry even from one neighborhood or one city to another, and there would be no end to your concerns. What is this Mishnah referring to? So we're dealing with cases of bedikas chametz, checking for chametz on the eve, on the night before the Seder. And in theory, once you've checked your area, you could be concerned that there's still some activity. There's an underground. There are animals that are taking things from places to other places, and you should be concerned that you would have to recheck your house even after you checked it properly. Says our Mishnah, Ein Choshishin. You don't have to worry about such things. And the question which we want to address is, how concerned does a person have to be about developments that could theoretically happen? And to a certain extent, the way to resolve such things, the starting point, is always to ask, what is the chazakah? What is the starting point? What is the halachic status of whatever it is that we're asking about? And then, why would it change? In the case of our Mishnah, we know that the place is checked. We do not know, it's a conspiracy theory, that maybe something has changed. And we're being told that you don't have to worry that something changed. You don't have to assume the worst. We find this, for example, in laws of kashrus in the kitchen, that if a person finds a milchik spoon in the fleishik drawer, they could definitely come up with a scenario that would require kashering that spoon. If it ended up in that drawer, so probably it was washed with hot water together with residue of the other type, milchiks with fleishiks, and therefore we should have to kasher it. But if you were to ask a rav, in a typical case, quite often, we would say, you don't have to assume the worst. It could be it was put there by mistake. It could be that it was washed with less than hot water. It could be lots of things. And you're not obligated to assume the worst. Here in our Mishnah, we don't know for a fact what the weasels of town might have done, and therefore we do not require that you recheck your house after having checked it. Interesting conclusion to the Mishnah, if you were to worry about such things, Ein ladavar sof, there would be no end. The Gemara tells us, however, that there would be a scenario where you would have to recheck. Says the Gemara, Taima de lo chazina. The reason of our Mishnah is that we're not willing to change the chazaka of your house, which is that it was checked, the status is that it's been checked, because we didn't see any weasels doing anything. Hachazina de shokal, but had we seen activity of that type, chayshinon uboi bedika, we would be concerned that the bread is still left over, and you would need to check. Ve'amai asks the Gemara, nema achalte, why don't you say that the weasel ate the bread that it was seen with? Milotanan, didn't we learn? Fascinating case. Meduras ha'akum, the dwelling place of an akum, tameim. They're considered tame because we're concerned that they bury stillborns in the walls of the house. V'kamo yishe b'modur, how long would they be living in this house? V'yehei ha-modur tzorech b'dika, and you would have to check the house for such things. 40 yom, 40 days. The cutoff is as long as it would take for such a child to be conceived and then born and buried in the house. Even if he doesn't have a wife with him, they fool around. But any place that the weasels are able to access, you don't have to check, because the weasels take care of these things. So you see that a weasel gets rid of, because of their own interests in eating, they get rid of such problems. So why don't you say that the weasel would take care of the bread problem as well? Skip two lines to the middle of the line. Amar Rava, Rava responds, Hai Mai, what's the comparison? You're comparing a piece of bread that was seen in the mouth of a weasel, and we tell you you have to check the house, with the case of a stillborn that we assume that the weasel got rid of it. Bishlama hasam, over there by the stillborn, Amar hava, Amar lo hava, it could be there is such a problem, it could be there's not such a problem, we have no verification. We were told you have to be concerned that such things do happen on reasonable enough probability that you have to be concerned for it. And even if it were to happen, it could be that the weasels took care of it. And that's why, since it's a maybe on the problem of stillborns, and it's a maybe that it was taken care of by the weasel, so we're okay with that process of logic. Aval hacha, but over here, by the bread in the mouth of the weasel, devadai dechazina deshakal, you're dealing with a for sure, because we saw the bread, we see the problem. Miyemar achalte, maybe he ate it. You only have a maybe to undo a definite problem. It's definitive that we're dealing with a problem because we saw the bread. Have a suffik uvadai. There's a for sure where you're trying to undo it with a maybe. Ve'in suffik motzi midei vadai. And the maybe that it ate the bread doesn't undo the for sure that there was bread. Whereas, again, reviewing here the logic by the stillborn, we weren't sure that there was a stillborn. It was a possibility. So we were told by Chazal to worry about it. But we're also being told that if there's access by weasels, that maybe gets rid of this maybe, and you're back to status quo, that you could use the house as a tahar house. The Gemara adds on an additional case here, which is fascinating and fairly practical in its insight. Asks the Gemara, Ve'ein safek mirtzi midei vadai. You can't undo a for sure with a maybe. V'hatanya, listen to this case. Chover shemes, a very diligently observant person who dies. V'hiniach migura malei aperos. He leaves an entire warehouse of food, a fruit that has to be tithed under normal circumstances. V'afilu hein b'nei yomon, even if they are only day old. They were just harvested. Harein b'cheskes mesukanim, you can assume that they are already tithed. Asks the Gemara, v'ha-hacha, you're dealing with over here, vadai tivili, they certainly need to be tithed. V'safek mu'usarim, v'safek lo mu'usarim. And you're not sure if they were tithed, and it's the same day. V'ka'asi safek umotze midei vadai. And the maybe that this very observant person might have tithed them is taking them out of the status that they for sure need to be tithed. In other words, we're telling you that if such an observant person is the owner of these fruit, if he dies even that day, you could eat the fruit without tithing it. How do you do that? they for sure need tithing, and you're not sure if they were tithed, and you're assuming they were tithed. Answers the Gemara, Hasam vaday uvadayhu. It's a for sure that they were tithed. Devaday ma'asri. Kidu Rabbi Chanina Chuzah, as Rabbi Chanina Chuzah taught us, the end of the next line, Chazaka al chover she'en motzi mitachas yado davo she'en emesukan. We have a rule that a person of this status of observance, that high level observance, he would never let anything out of his hands that hasn't been tithed. He's so diligent in this mitzvah that he for sure took care of it before he died, whether this is partially a siyata deshmaya or mostly his diligence. But whatever it is, the importance that this status of observance, a person known as a chaver, puts on tithing the fruit is so significant, so powerful, that he for sure tithed it, and even if he dies on the same day, we can assume that it was in fact tithed, because he's very careful that no one should end up eating from his fruit without it having been tithed. And he knows that there are different people around, and he makes sure to tithe it in a timely fashion. So again, the Mishnah was dealing with a case that the house was checked, and we don't have to assume anything changed. Unless proven otherwise, the house is checked, and we rely on that. The next case was that we saw an animal go into the house with bread, in which case we know that its status changed, and it's going to require a new checking, a new bedika. The third case was the house of an akum. We don't know that they buried a stillborn, but Chazal felt it was probable enough that we have to be concerned about such things. But if weasels have access, then the maybe that they did such a thing is undone by the maybe that it was taken care of by the animals. And the final case which we did here is that the fruit is for sure in need of tithing when the day began. But we're so positive on the operating procedure of this chaver, of this very observant person, that we are so confident that the tithing took place, that you are in fact able on a practical level to assume he did what he was supposed to in a very timely fashion, and you can rely on that to actually change the status of the fruit. Yashar koach, have a great day.